Seth Bofelli is a spokesman with the State Department of Health Services. He says the number of people coming down with the virus this summer is low. Bofelli says that's typical of any flu activity during the summer months.
But, you know, as we get into the fall and as school starts in session again, we're going to probably see it spike up again until the vaccine is out there.
As a result, school officials are doing their part to decrease the spread of the virus when students return. Linda Narish Johnson is a nurse coordinator with the La Crosse School District. She says they want to encourage prevention measures and provide access to things such as
soap and water for washing hands, also hand gels in certain areas that don't have soap and water accessible, and just generally providing information to students and staff on how to stay healthy as far as covering coughs, social distancing if we have an outbreak.
Narish Johnson says they'll also use the district website to update students, staff, and families about the status of H1N1 illnesses there. Bofelli of the DHS says the biggest factor that may result in school closings over H1N1 will be the number of cases.
There were certain cases, I think Lodi was the biggest example, where we had one town that had multiple schools with 10-15% of their student body out ill, and cases like that, whether it was H1N1 or any type of illness, more than likely the school would be closed.
Bofelli says people should remain concerned about the virus and do what they can to keep themselves healthy. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.